This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Heavenly Father, we thank you again for all of your wonders beyond our wildest imagination. At Shiloh 2023, you amazed us, you surprised us, you gave to us beyond what we could ever imagine. We have returned quickly to give you thanks. Receive it from our hands in Jesus' wonderful name. And all the saints of God, let your amen be thankful. Please get seated. Tell your neighbors, I thank God for you. And I thank God for myself. Amen. This morning, the prophetic alarm has been on Thanksgiving in the earlier two services. And I count it a great privilege to have been given the same trumpet to sound in this third service of Thanksgiving. I appreciate God's servant, my father, for the privilege of being asked to blow the same trumpet in this service. And I do believe that as you are hearing the word, the spirit of thanksgiving will enter into you. When we preach healing, healing virtues are being released. When we preach success, success virtues are being released. As you hear the word on thanksgiving now, that virtue will enter into you. Let your amen show you believe. Murmuring will be destroyed. Ingratitude will be terminated. In the name of Jesus. Our teaching this morning is captioned, Engaging the Wonders of Thanksgiving. Earlier, God's servant said, thanklessness is a crime against oneself. Not thanking God is hurting your destiny. How true this is. Nebuchadnezzar was thankless, and God sent him on sabbatical leave for 7 years. The mouth he used to make command became a mouth to be eating grass. If you don't thank God for grace, you will end up eating grass. The lovely voice, the well-trained voice for the palace, became a bleating voice. Meh, meh, meh. The memory became lost. The orchestrated communication became truncated. Because he would not give thanks to God, he looked through his window and he saw the skyscraper and he looked at his muzzle. These are the things my hand has built. And God heard. And God said, you will leave this place you have built and stay with animals. And he crawled through the same city for shame and reproach. Because when you don't humble yourself, God will humiliate you. If you are not humble, you can't be thankful. And to prove how useless he was, God allowed the kingdom to be without a king for 7 years. And everything was running. Look at another king, Herod, in Acts of the Apostles. The people shouted, this is the voice of a God and not the voice of man. And God heard it. And instantly, cancer was developed inside him. Biologically or scientifically, it takes 6-7 years before cancer will manifest. But his own was instant. God opened the armory of cancer and loaded them with it. And he was eaten up alive.
while he was praising himself. It's a crime, a deadly crime, when you don't know how to be thankful. That's why things don't go forward or upward for unthankful people. I'd like you to please join me, raise your hand again and say, thank you, Jesus. Now, God hears thanksgiving faster than prayer. Faster than prayer. When a thanksgiver and a prayer warrior, as we call it, go on a race, the thanksgiver will arrive in God's presence before him. Because what interests God is our thanksgiving more than our prayer. I have discovered that the more you thank God, the less your prayer becomes. As you keep thanking him, he takes care of what others are interceding for. God hears thanksgiving faster than prayer. Thanksgiving is the will of God that commits God to hearing us. Because according to 1 John chapter 5 verse 14, this is the confidence that we have, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. When we do his will, he heareth us. And what is the will of God? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And according to Hebrews chapter 10 verse 36, when we have done the will of God, we shall obtain the promise. So there is, prayer can be denied, but thanksgiving can never be denied. Prayer can be done in error, but thanksgiving is never in error. Prayer can be excessive, but thanksgiving can never be excessive. God does not have overdose of it. It is what he delights in. It is what he desires for. It is what he demands for. Thanksgiving excites God. Thanksgiving is comely to him. Somebody say with me, thank you, Jesus. Say it again, thank you, Jesus. Let it enter your spirit. Say again, thank you, Jesus. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that's what you'll be doing. Say it again, thank you, Jesus. When you wake up in the morning, what will you do? At daytime, in the evening time, when people disappoint you, that's something you never do in error. He answers our thanksgiving faster. Now, if you look at the story of Paul and Silas in the prison in Acts chapter 16, verse 25 and 26. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. And after prayer, they looked at each other. There seemed to be no change, or the change was coming slowly. And then they sang unto God. When you pray, God sends angels with the answer. And angels can be relayed on the way. But when you thank God, he comes by himself. Because his praise, he will not give to any man. He goes there himself. And when they thank, look at what happened. Verse 26. Suddenly. When you thank God, things happen suddenly. 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 And immediately, all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. God answers our thanksgiving faster than our prayer. According to God's servant, it is yeast that keeps enlarging our coast. It keeps enlarging. Just like the yeast in the bread or in the cake blows up the bread. If you don't want your destiny to be flat like yeastless bread, you better boost it with thanksgiving. Those who boast in God have their destiny boosted. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Psalm 34 verses 1 and 2. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will make my boast in the Lord. I will thank him. Keep boasting. Keep thanking him. And he will keep you boosted in all areas of your life. Ingratitude deflates destiny. Thanksgiving blows up destiny. If you want your destiny to be blown up, blow up your trumpet of thanksgiving at all times. Again, say with me as you raise your hand, thank you, Jesus. One of the things we must be ever grateful to God for is light. Light. Because light is our greatest asset. Without light, there can be no motion. That's why you see, even from Genesis, the first thing God created was light. No light, no motion. No light, no creativity. No light, no innovation. No light, no motivation. Light. Thy word is lamp unto my feet and light unto my path. Psalm 119 by 105. Thy word is light. The entrance of your word giveth life. Verse 130. Arise, shine. There can be no rising until light comes. Psalm 60 verse 1. Arise, shine. People are in darkness and are bowed because there is no light. For your light is come. When light comes, you will not only arise, you will shine. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And that's what God has done for us at Shiloh 2023. Commotion of light. Increase of light. And in verse 8, through that light, you take a flight. In verse 15, through that light, whereas you have been forsaken, you be called with a new name. As light increases, things keep changing. As light increases, things keep changing. Until you come to verse 22, where a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one, a strong nation. So when light comes, non-entities are turned to celebrities. When light comes, position changes. When light comes, promotion is granted. He said, the Lord gave light, his word, unto Jacob, and it became a nation called Israel. Enlargement comes by light. Increases come by light. Light is our greatest treasure. We saw how Paul valued it in his description in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. We saw how King Solomon exalted the place of knowledge, understanding, and light in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13, all the way to 17. It's a thing to be desired by more than any other thing. Happy is a man that findeth wisdom. You cannot have light and be sad. It brings happiness. It brings joy. And the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver. And the gain thereof than fine gold. God gives us light to give us gain. She is more precious than rubies. And all the things that thou can desire are not to be compared to light. Length of days is in his hand. The more of the world you know, the longer you live. And in our left hand, riches and honor. You can't have light and be poor. Our ways are ways of pleasantness, enjoyment, pleasure at all times. And all his parts are peace. And that's what God did for us at Shiloh 2023. He brought us into light. He brought light to us. He surrounded us with light. But this light appreciates by appreciating it. This light is in levels. This light is in different level of glory. And that's why in James chapter 1 verse 17, God our Father is described as the God of lights. What does that mean? If you don't appreciate the first level of light, you cannot assess the next one. Revelation answers to appreciation. Revelation answers to appreciation. Revelation answers to appreciation. That's why it says also, with joy you shall draw waters out of the well of salvation. With joy. And joy is an element of thanksgiving. So we can say with thanksgiving, you will draw waters from the wells of salvation. How many of us received light during Shiloh 2023? Will you again say to him, thank you, Jesus. Say it again, thank you, Jesus. He is the one who gave us the light. He is the one we must appreciate. He is the one who gave us the light. He is the one we must appreciate. If he didn't give it, we cannot have it. If he didn't speak it, we cannot hear it. If he didn't show it, we cannot see it. Together we are here this morning to say to him, thank you, Jesus. Join me again and say with me, thank you, Jesus. If you want more revelation, engage in appreciation. Appreciating him for the revelation will bring in more revelation. Say loud amen. Amen. Another loud amen. Amen. God's word is a wisdom bank from heaven sent for our profit on earth here. The more we appreciate him, the more we see it. Now, the effect of this light, which God has given to us massively, and he will continue to do so, is for our engagement so that we can produce our testimonies. It gives us insight. There is acquisition of light, and then there is application of light. Applied insight keeps changing people's levels. Applied insight. Miracles are being worked by applying the word. Putting the word to work is what makes things to work. Putting the word to work is what makes things to work. The word has all the potentials to work, but somebody has to put it to work. Philippians 2 verse 12. You have a duty. I have a duty to work out our salvation. Work out your own personal salvation with fear and trembling. All of us hear the word, but each person has to work it personally by application of the word. The word works only when we put it to work. Say with me, I will put it to work. Say it again, I will put it to work. The word came to a blind man in John chapter 9. His eyes were already blinded, and Jesus took plaster made out of saliva and got him more blinded. And then he said to him, go to the pool. Who will lead me there? That's your responsibility. And he went and washed at Siloam, and he returned saying, you don't see results until you go to apply. He didn't see the result when the master spoke. Neither did he see it as he was going. Until he did what the master said, the master did not do what he said he would do for him. He returned saying, as he went, putting the word to work. We live in a modern world that queries every instruction from God's word today. For instance, in Psalm 81, verse 10, all the way to 13, he said, open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Open your mouth wide. Somebody said, how can I be saying what is not real in my life? Am I, baby? I say, I'm feeling this headache. This headache is almost killing me. The word says, open your mouth and say what I ask you to say. In the midst of your poverty, God says, declare your abundance. Hard times are here. Don't look at the hard time. Declare your abundance. Declare that you are flourishing. So how can I say that? When I know that economy is very bad. Don't you know the rate of dollar to naira? You don't say it. There is nothing God can do. He said, my people will not hearken to my voice, and Israel will none of me. If they did, I would have helped them out. But they are too big to do so. I gave them up unto their own heart's loss. And they walked in their own counsels. If they had hearkened to me and walked in my ways, I would have subdued their enemies. Open wide your mouth. The size of your mouth is the ultimate determinant of the size of your destiny. Open wide. Open slight, and God will answer you slight. You know why doors swing? To determine the extent of the opening. You open it small, God will allow only small things to enter. You open it wide, get ready. You know, there are different gates. There are gates that allow a car to come in. There are gates that allow a truck to come in. And there are gates that allow trailers to come in. It all depends on how it is being opened. Open wide your mouth. That's the instruction of God. You don't engage the word, you don't see the effect of the word. If you despise the truth, you have trapped your destiny. To despise the truth is to trap your destiny. May we all receive the grace to apply everything we have had at Shiloh 2023. Say louder, amen. As we begin to round up. What are the other things that Thanksgiving will do for you? Thanksgiving triggers the supernaturally, naturally. Thanksgiving triggers the supernatural naturally. How? From the passage that we read, call to worship this morning, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, Psalm 92, verse 1 and 2, and to sing praise unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. As we keep doing so, in verse 10, your horn shall be exalted like the horn of the unicorn. Unique, supernatural strength. People who thank God don't get weak. Through thanksgiving, Sarah receives strength to conceive. Thanksgiving strengthens even the physical body. Don't you see what happens to you? Every time you are thanking God, you become strong mentally and physically. That's why David said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? When you are unthankful, you are cast down. You are depressed. Thanksgiving is lifter. My horn shall thou exalt like the horn of the unicorn. Through thanksgiving, Sarah and Abraham nullified medical report for their weaknesses. They became strong and they conceived, brought forth their child. What more? I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Ever thankful is ever anointed. Every statement of thank you, Jesus, brings a drop of fresh oil on your head. Thanksgivers are ever anointed. Somebody say with me again, thank you, Jesus. Every time you feel low in the spirit, the first thing to do is thank you, Jesus. And you know, Satan is a strategist. When you wake up, he makes you wake up slowly and start recalling all your experience yesterday. Makes you sit by the edge of the bed. I always warn people, when you wake up in the morning, beware of the edge of your bed. But when you sit down there, the next thing is Satan will ask you to put your palm under your chin. And he will start recalling all that happened to you the previous day, the previous week. You have lost the day already. The day you wake up thanking God is a captured day. It's a captured day. Because you are anointed with fresh oil. Fresh oil answers to thanksgivers. Fresh oil answers to thanksgiver. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 all the way to 20. Look at that. And be not drunk with wine, wherein in excess, but be filled with the anointing. How? By speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, and spiritual songs. And not just singing, but singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Making melody, creating music inside you. Sing anyhow, not as one in the choir presenting special ministration to people. Making melody, And what more? Giving thanks always for all things. Ever thankful is ever anointed. The anointing doesn't run dry on people. You can pray and lose the anointing. Because after your prayer, your face is still frowned. The anointing gets scared of you and run away from you. Ever thankful is ever anointed. Ever thankful is ever anointed. Have you noticed? Every time God's servant climbs this altar, the first thing is, let's lift up our hands and give thanks to God. Let's give thanks to God. Intense thanksgiving will always result in extensive blessing. Get intense in your thanksgiving to extend your blessing. Get intense in thanksgiving. Those who thank Him intensely will provoke Him to bless extensively. That's why you don't meet a thanksgiver where you left him. His level has changed. His position has changed. Everything has moved forward. From today, everything about you will move forward. Yeah. I thought you said amen to that. Yeah. Jesus gave thanks to God for what was called insufficient. Thanksgiving turned it to more than enough. Thanksgiving will move you from the realm of inefficiency and insufficiency to the realm of more than enough. People who thank God are simply moving into the realm of more than enough. More than enough. They are not complainers. So their situations are no longer complex. More than enough. 5 loaves of bread. Fed 5,000 people with excess. He gave thanks to God. 12 baskets resulted. He gave thanks to God. Whatever is insufficient in your life is becoming more than enough. Amen. Another loud amen. Amen. Make that amen louder again. Amen. He gave thanks to God. Lazarus came out of the grave. Whatever is called to be in the grave in your destiny will come out. Amen. Jesus said, your brother will live again, and I will show you how he will live. If you want anything to live, fertilize it with thanksgiving. Your brother will live again. They say, how? He said, I will show you. And he gave thanks. And he that was dead came back alive. See, after thanksgiving, there is nothing more to pray about. Thanksgiving is the conclusion of prayer. Is the alpha and the omega of prayer. Jesus said, when you want to pray, thou shalt say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And after all the prayer, thou shalt say, thine is the kingdom and thy glory. So you alpha your prayer with thanksgiving and you omega it with thanksgiving. Those who operate this way don't miss their prayer effect in the middle. Lazarus is dead. Death is the end of life. But thanksgiving turned the end of life to the beginning of life. If it appears something is dying or dead in your life, give thanks to God for it. Thanksgiving is the power of resurrection. The power of resurrection. Nothing dies in the hand of thanksgiver. Say loud amen. Amen. Now, quickly, a few examples of thanksgiving made giants. Thanksgiving made giants. Beginning with Abraham. Abraham, come and sacrifice your son. God told him. And in the place of murmuring and complaining, in Genesis chapter 22, verse 5, Abraham said, look, we are going to worship God. God told me to kill my son, but I want to go and worship with him. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the house, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come back to you. Anything you thank God for comes back with you. You don't thank God for anything to die in your hand. Let's go and thank him and we will come back. Thank God for Lazarus. He came back. Thank God for my son. And he took the knife, put on his neck. God said, no, you are returning back with this son. He became a mighty man. In that same chapter, God gave him generational blessing. As a matter of fact, transgenerational blessing. Example number two. Joseph. Joseph was brought before the king for interpretation of dream. And hear what he said, chapter 41, verses 15 to 16. Chapter 41, 15 to 16. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of you, I have heard about you, that thou can understand a dream and interpret it. Please beware when people are praising you. Beware. Business people, pastors, people are testifying, we have heard about your great exploit. Joseph said, hold it, king. It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Be quick to refer every good work in your life to God. Be quick to refer it to God. Be quick to refer it to God. When some people come to my office and say, we just want to thank God for your life, for this and this, I say, thank God. Thank you, Jesus. When they keep talking, I pull their hands up. Stand up. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of your wonders. And as I finish Thanksgiving, I lead them back through the door. Go. I don't want God to leave me. You can leave me. I don't want God to leave me. Be quick in referencing God. Be quick in referencing God. And God will be quick in elevating you. Be quick in giving him the glory. And he will not allow you to lose your glory. Another example is Moses. If you read from Exodus chapter 15, from verses 1 to 15, Moses and Miriam, they gave thanks to God. Grateful men are great men. And all great men in this kingdom are grateful people. You can't miss your greatness being grateful to God. Only those who raise their hands in thanksgiving will ever be raised by God. Psalm 114, you saw the elaborate effect of thanksgiving and praise. I believe that song was not just written after they came out of Egypt, but as they were facing the Red Sea, because the Lord told them, leave this battle to me, I will fight it for you. You stand still. And when we stand still, we are giving glory to God. He said, they shall be still before God, praising him. So they must have been praising him. If we look at Psalm 114, he said, as they praised him, the Red Sea saw them and fled. From today, no evil will withstand you. Another example, we see Daniel. Just like Joseph's case, in Daniel chapter 2, verses 19 to 24 and 27 to 30, you can take time to study that. Addiction to thanksgiving is what makes great in this kingdom. Now, if you look at Paul the Apostle, for instance, when I studied all his epistles, there is none of his epistles that does not have a tone of thanksgiving from chapter 1. Most times, verse 3, verse 4, verse 5, the only one that was long was in verse 11. Romans chapter 1, verse 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Thanksgiving. I thank God. I give thanks to God always on your behalf. I give thanks to God. Philippians 1, 3. Colossians 1, 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 3. Ever thankful to God. Ever thankful to God. Ever thankful to God. To rejoice always is to be grateful always. Ever rejoicing. And like God's servant said, you cannot be truly thankful and not be joyful and be praiseful. Ever thankful. Thanksgiving is the key to stir your joy. Is key to stir your praise. You can't be thanking God and be murmuring at the same time, particularly when you do it with joy and gladness. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And in the process, nobles will rise from among them. I see your nobility manifesting very shortly. Everything that seems to be going down in your life will start going up right now. Nobody will say sorry to you again. Nobody will ask you what is wrong with you again. You don't ask somebody smiling what is wrong. You ask him what is happening. It's only people who frown their face that people ask what is wrong. From today, nobody will see anything wrong in your life again. From today, I see God moving you from being a question mark to an exclamation mark. What is question mark? Why? What is exclamation mark? Wow. 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 You need to explain question mark, but exclamation is self-announcing. You don't ask somebody who is excited, what's wrong? Because you can see that something is going right with them. From today, you will be an emblem of exclamation. Particularly as we thank God for all he did at Shiloh. Don't let the devil show you what has not happened. It has already happened. If he tells you something has not happened, tell him, Satan, you are blind. You are very blind. Very blind. You mean you can't see what's happening? If anybody told you, oh, you went to Shiloh, what did you come back with? Plenty of things. They say, where is it? Tell them, just wait. You will soon see the manifestation. You will soon see the manifestation. What about the miracle baby you prayed for? Tell them, is it not 9 months? It's not 9 months. I mean, we are just starting. Watch out for me. Watch out for me. Watch out for me. You will join me in Shiloh 2024 for Thanksgiving. Somebody give a big hand to the Lord. It's worthy. Hallelujah. Now, quickly, let's realize. If God does not recognize you, he cannot accept your tithes. If you are not born again, if you have not given your life to Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are a stranger to him. Giving your life to Jesus makes you a member of the family of God. And you know, as it is even with us naturally, you attend to your family members first. There are many in church, they are just family friends. They are not family members. They like the church. I like to go to Faith Tabernacle. It's a very large place, beautiful place. You are a family friend. When family meeting is older, they excuse family friends. So when God wants to bless his people, he counts his family members. If he has 200 packages and there are 210 people, he counts them so that the blessing will not go to a wrong hand. You are here this morning. You have not given your life to Jesus. You are not born again. You need to make that decision right now so you can become a family member of God. Will you give me and the entire church opportunity to pray with you right now? I want to be born again. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to become a child of God. Please stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Wherever you are. I know God is talking to you out there. Open up your heart to him. God bless you. A number of people are already standing up. Church, let's appreciate Jesus for salvation of souls this morning. Also, you are here this morning. You gave your life to Jesus before. But after facing certain challenges, you withdrew. You didn't like it, but it happened. You can be restored back to the faith. You can rededicate your life back to God. If you're in this condition, stand to your feet as well as we pray the two prayers together. I want to rededicate back my life to Jesus. And all of us who are standing, please lift up your right hand, wherever you are, and say this prayer as loud as you can. If you are still standing up, why not? Quickly join us. Say with me, wherever you are, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I know I'm a sinner. I desire your forgiveness. Forgive my sins. Make me your child. From today, I receive your joy. I receive your peace. I receive your salvation. Because I believe in my heart that Jesus died for me. On the third day, he rose again for my justification. I declare Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. And I receive the power to go and sin no more. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we receive these souls into your kingdom and we thank you because they are saved and saved forever in Jesus' name. Wherever you are, you pray that prayer. Please ensure that you complete the form given to you after you take your seat and pass it on to the next church official to you. They will also give you a card which is captioned, God loves you. With that card, after the service, you can go to any of the stand where our new converts have been made. You present the card and they will give you a very special anointed gift from the church that you will take home with. God bless you mightily. Also, prepare to attend the Believers Foundation class, either online or physically. in any of our centers. With the telephone number you have written, they will locate you and show to you where you should be or how you should attend it online with the address that is on the screen. Please take note of that. You need to do that so you can be established in the faith. Somebody say loud, amen. Is somebody ready to practicalize what you have heard right now? You are ready to thank him. Rise to your feet. Raise your hand up and raise your voice. Do something you never did before in thanking God. Do something you never did before in thanking God. Do something you never did before in thanking God. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the thanks. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the thanks. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the thanks. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Thank him, everybody. Give him the glory. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the thanks. Give him the praise. Somebody, he wants to hear your voice first before you will receive your seed. Thank him, everybody. Our God is a good God. Our God is a good God. Come on. To show forth his loving kindness in the morning, give him the praise. Let him hear your voice. Remember, one leper only returned. Let God know you are the one returning. Others took it and ran away. You have returned. You have returned. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the thanks. Give him the appreciation. Thank you and thank you and thank you and thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus. Blessed be God forevermore. In Jesus' wonderful name, we have given thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Well, in line with Psalm 96, verse 8, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Thanksgiving is incomplete without an offering in your hand. We are not to thank him empty. You have thanked him with your voice. You are now going to thank him with your seed as well as with your dance. We are getting ready for that. When it is time to praise him, our elders will take the lead. All of our elders in the assembly, young people, very young elders here. We don't have old elders here. And you will see it very shortly. When they begin to dance, they will be coming around the altar. Senior citizens. And all our senior citizens, by age, they call them old. But in the house of the Lord, they shall be fat and flourishing. In the house of the Lord, their years are being renewed. And like I said, shortly you are going to see how they will manifest it as they praise God. For a young person, if an elder dances better than you this morning, I wonder for you. But I know you are going to show the strength of your youth as well. In Jesus' name. Please lift up your offerings before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you. This is our offering of thanksgiving. Receive it from our hands in Jesus' precious name. With this thanksgiving, let everyone thanking you today with this offering continue to scale new heights. Thank you, mighty Father. Jesus' precious name. Amen. Choir, please lead us in thanksgiving, danceable song. Wherever you are, make sure you create a space for yourself. Dance and dance and dance and give glory to God in the name of Jesus. Meanwhile, all of our elders, senior citizens, around the altar area is free for you to manifest right now. Let's go, please.
Rejoice and be glad in thee. I will rejoice and be glad. I lift up my voice to say praise to the Lord. This is the day he has made. I will rejoice and be glad. I lift up my voice. Rejoice in the Lord. Lift up my voice to sing. say,
oh Lord, we praise you.
Oh Lord, we praise you.
Oh Lord, we praise you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm sure those who are close to the front saw the wonders of old age in the Winners family. As they are in the house of the Lord, they still bring forth fruit in old age. Let us clap for Jesus on the behalf of all of our elders. Thank you, Jesus. Shall we at this moment receive God's servant, our Father, as he comes to place a seal of blessing upon this earth.
Hallelujah. Give Jesus another big hand of praise. Be ye not.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.